This is Ozarks at Large. Last night, one of Fayetteville's own was featured on national television. Monty Schmidt, owner of Cafe Rue Orleans, competed in the first episode of Supermarket Stakeout on Food Network. She came by the Harold and Blanchcock News studio at KUAF to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis about her experience on the show. She walked us through what she was thinking in each round of the competition, which started with creation of a breakfast sandwich.
And so, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I need eggs and I need a pork, a protein, I need some kind of bread. And so when I buy my basket, I have a pork loin, bagels, and no eggs. And so I'm like, oh my God, well, how am I going to make a breakfast sandwich with no eggs? But I had, you know, other things. I had a pack of chipotle peppers, and I had grapes and strawberries. And so, you know, I start thinking, and I had some creme fraiche, and cream cheese. And so I start thinking, I'm going to make a chipotle pork breakfast sandwich with no eggs. I mean, I can't manufacture that. And so that was good. It was, I pulled it off. Yeah. And so then the second round, we had a Southern classic, just a Southern classic. And so I'm thinking, I'm the only one from the South. One guy was from Cleveland, one guy was from New York, and Molly from the Top Chef thing, she's from Florida.
So you had an advantage.
So I said, okay, Southern classic, that's me. That's my wheelhouse. And immediately I think, okay, I'm doing shrimp and grits or griots and grits. I'm thinking that, and then I'm like, now how am I going to get grits in California? And so then they said, okay, this time you have the remainder of your money. You can look in the bags, and you can talk to them about what they bought, but you have to buy the whole basket. You just can't buy one bag. So I was like, okay, this is good. So then I get a lady. I go up, and two or three people are, you know, coming out at the same time, and I spot in this bag, a bag of polenta. And I'm like, grits. That's grits. In my world, that's grits. And so, okay, now I'm on. And I'm thinking, I got to have a protein. And so we started talking, and I said, what were you going to make tonight? And she said, I was going to do a pork with kind of like a sauce, almost like a ragu with polenta. And I said, okay. I said, we call it grits, but I like this basket. And I said, do you have any cheese? Do you have any onions? And so she, tomato sauce, she had all that in her bag. So immediately I bought it and I ran back. I might have been like the first or second one out at that point. And so then now I have 20 minutes and I'm thinking, okay, grits in 20 minutes or polenta, you know, which is not instant grits. And so then she says, pork. I open it up, and it's ground pork. It's not like medallions. Mm. And so I knew I didn't have shrimp. There was no way I was going to get shrimp. So I said, I'll just make an etouffee. And an etouffee means to smother, you know. And so I'll smother this down. And I had wine. I had a bottle of red wine, which was really good. When I finished it, it looked sort of like a meat sauce on top of grits. But luckily, I had some good cheese, and the grits were really good, and it worked. And so I go to the final round. And the final round was a decadent dessert. And so immediately I'm thinking bread pudding. That's what I know. I'm not going to make a pie.
Right.
I'm not going to make a cake in 20 minutes. Mm-mm. And then the kick on that was you could buy only 5 items for your dessert. Ooh. But you didn't have to buy the whole basket. And so, you know, immediately I'm thinking, okay, for bread pudding, it's very simple. It's milk, cream, eggs, bread, and then maybe a fruit or a whiskey, because I could make a cream sauce out of whiskey. And we had a pantry, so there was some things like flour and sugar and things like that. And so that's my thought right off the bat. And so two of us run over and we're like, this guy comes out with a gallon of milk, and she immediately goes to him. And then I'm like, if she gives you 20, I'll give you 40 for the gallon of milk. And the dude's like, for 1 gallon? Yeah. He goes, is it real money? Yeah, it's real money. He goes, you can have it for 40. So I got a $40 gallon of milk. And he was so funny. He was like, oh, my God, I can go out tonight. Oh, my God, it's going to be a good night. You can have the milk, you know. So, yeah, that was kind of it. But here's the thing. I didn't get the eggs.
Oh.
Didn't get eggs the first round. Didn't get eggs the third round. So some lady had some mascarpone. Mascarpone cheese, mm-hmm. and I had milk, and I had great bread, and then I had strawberries and chocolate. This lady had a bag of M&M chocolates, and I thought, I'll make a chocolate bread pudding, but no eggs.
Mm. How did it turn out?
It was a little dense, but it was good, and I was lucky I found these little baby black iron skillets. And so I plated them in there. I cooked them in there, plated them in there. The eggs would have made it, better, but
right.
Yeah, but it didn't.
Well, do you feel like you did pretty well considering
absolutely.
In the contest?
Absolutely. I was so happy not to get voted first off the island, I was really happy not to. I didn't want to go home like disgraced almost. And I was happy when I made it to the second round. And I said, hey, I done what I wanted to do. I didn't get out the first round. And then when I got to the third round, there was so much adrenaline that I was happy, just to be there. And it was good.
How difficult was it to coax shoppers out of their goods that they just walked out with?
Well, some people, a guy came out and he goes, my wife would kill me if I came home with no groceries. And we said, but you can go in and buy more. He goes, I don't have time. Some people came out and they just looked at us and said, oh, no, thank you. And then walk on. There were signs all over the store when you walked in that Food TV was filming a show. If you wanted to participate, come out of this door. If you don't want to, go out the far end door, because we didn't go down to the far end. We had a little spot with a line we couldn't cross. We couldn't get into the grocery store. It was just when they came out. And so some people wanted to play and some people didn't. It just depended.
How is preparing a meal in that fashion different from preparing a menu in a full-service kitchen?
Well, hell, the only thing we had to cook on was a grill and a side burner. Now, they had fryers, electric fryers behind us that were communal. We could use them. Everybody could use them. We had a toaster oven. We had a convection oven. So there was a few things that you could, if you wanted to fry something, you'd have access to it if nobody else was using it. Mm-hmm. And so you have to really kind of think about, okay, what am I going to be able to do on a grill and a side burner that's going to put out this particular meal?
Within a half an hour.
Well, and you gotta say at least 10 minutes was trying to bargain for that basket, because you had to take the whole basket, not just one bag. And so, yeah, that was tough. That's what's going to add the element of surprise in a way, because you're stuck with what's in the basket and you got to figure it out. So it's, to me, this show's going to sort out people who can think on their feet and also play the game.
So how did you prepare, or can you prepare for something like this?
Not really. I mean, I know that I go to the store at least 2 times a day just because the cafe needs stuff all day long. Mm-hmm. I'm driving back from Neighborhood Market, and then I get a text, hey, I forgot to tell you we need cheddar cheese. So then I got to turn around and go back. So I know where everything's at in my little grocery store. Mm-hmm. And so I made a point about a month before I knew we were going to film to just walk through and look at items that if I didn't get mayo, what could I use, if I needed it? If I couldn't get cheddar, what could I substitute for a cheese? And so those kind of things, thinking on your feet, really was what was helpful to me, because I didn't know what were the categories. I didn't know what I was going to have to cook. So, yeah, it's really just being able to quickly make a decision and go with it. And then if you get to that point where, okay, this ain't working, you got to hurry up and think, what can I do now?
They flew you out to California to tape this show.
Yes.
What was the experience like?
It was really quick. I flew out of XNA about 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. I got to Los Angeles at 2. All the contestants in my round, we all arrived at the same time, and there was a limo to pick us up. And, you know, everywhere you go in Los Angeles takes an hour. So that's just what, you know, that was the joke. So then they get us to the hotel, and we're at a Marriott on Ventura Boulevard. And we got there, and by the time everything, you know, got up to our rooms and settled, it was about 3 o'clock. So I had that evening to do whatever I want. They told us we had to be in the lobby at 5:45 in the morning, ready to go. So all of us down there at 5:45, they put us in a limo. They drive us to the site, and it took an hour. And then it was on. We dressed, and they got our hair like we wanted it, and, you know, kind of did that. And then we just basically, they rented this whole area around the parking lot in the supermarket to have for production. And so they held us in this little, you know, like almost like a strip mall in one of the buildings, and then walked us over, and then we got to familiarize ourselves, and it was, you know, from then on, they told us what to do, when to do it, and then we started filming all day. Didn't get back to the hotel till 8:30 that night.
What was the biggest thing you took away from this experience?
Well, it was my birthday. I turned 67. The biggest thing for me was, you know what? I can hang with these guys. And I thought, you know, I thought a lot of the, you know, flying out there, you know, a long time, I'm thinking, am I going to be able to run and do this? Am I going to be able, because I have two new knees. I had knee replacements. You know, I'm old. I'm the oldest one. I think I could have been their grandmothers. I mean, it was that, you know, kind of deal. These guys are in their, you know, 20s. So it was just one of those things where it gave me the confidence that, hey, I can do this. I can hang with these guys. I'm, you know, I'm talented, and I'm not culinary trained, but I can still do this. It was two guys and two girls. One of the girls was on Top Chef 2 seasons.
Oh, wow.
So when I met her in the limo, I'm like, okay, that's my competition.
So you've had Cafe Rue Orleans here in Fayetteville for 19 years, you said earlier?
Yes. We're in our 19th year.
Were you able to take your Cajun flair that you're known for in the restaurant and kind of imbue it into the meals you made on the show?
Absolutely. And that was one of the things. I talked to Brett Hale and Rob Nelson. Those two guys are chefs in Bentonville, Tuscan Trotter and Big Sexy Food. They've been on Guy's Grocery Games. So I met with them a couple of times before I left to just say, hey, you know, what's some tips? What can you tell me? Because Guy's Grocery Games, kind of the same thing, you're buying food. But what do I need to know? And Brett said, Chef, just do what you do. I mean, if you've never made chili with turkey, don't make it, you know? And so when I had, you know, when I had the dishes that I had to cook, I immediately went to what I know. And that helped me a lot because I wasn't going to try and do something that I had never done before.
Right.
And I think that that was the best advice. And the other thing, Chef Rob said, was just be yourself. They want your personality to show. Otherwise, it's just a cooking show. But they want you to be you while you're there. And I think that was good advice for me.
Well, Madi, thank you so much for spending time with us this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. It's always good.
That was Madi Schmidt, chef and owner of Cafe Rue Orleans, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. If you missed last night's episode of Supermarket Stakeout, that episode will re-air Saturday afternoon at 3 on Food Network. And if you'd like to learn more about Madi or Cafe Rue Orleans, you can visit CafeRueOrleans.com.